Well, there's an article on Drudge that says the blame game, and another one saying security slip let suspect on the plane near takeoff. Of course, we're talking about Fazil Shahzad. Shahzad? I don't know, I hope I'm saying that right. How he boarded a jetliner bound for the United Arab Emirates Monday night before federal authorities pulled him back. Although he was under surveillance since mid-afternoon, he managed to elude investigators and head to the airport. I don't think the blame game is going to do much good here. As far as sitting down and concentrating on the war on terror or these fundamentalists, whether they're amateur or professional, that's what's important. Saying what you see is important. And the intelligence community working together before the fact is what's important. That could have been a major catastrophe in New York at Times Square if that bomb had gone off, whether it was crudely put together or not. There was enough oomph there that a lot of people have been killed. And it certainly would have started a huge, big ripple effect, in my opinion. But now that that part of it is over, sitting back and arguing what to do with this guy, of course the suspect, whether to try him in a military court or to try him in a civilian court or to try him on whatever court, I think it's important that countries work together. Countries protect themselves. Countries do what they can to support their citizens and make sure their citizens are safe from these fundamentalist terrorist types, professional or amateur. I don't go for that amateur professional title. They're all terrorists if they decide they want to kill people the way this gentleman wanted to. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.